We are continuing Tafsir of Surah Baqarah, ayat number 117. The likeness of what they spend in this life of the world is as the likeness of a wind wherein is intense cold which strikes the tilth of a people who have wronged themselves and destroys it. Allah has not been unjust to them, but they are unjust to themselves. Allah is giving the parable of the people who in this world spend the money is like a cold wind blowing on the people who are doing injustice to themselves and destroys their tilth. Allah has not been unjust to them, but they are unjust to themselves. So, in Tafsir Mizan, what is mentioned is that the people who don't believe in afterlife and whatever they spend in this world for luxury and pleasure is like self-destruction. It's like they have the tilt and Allah sent a cold wind and destroys the whole thing. Means their money and spending is no good. It's useless because they don't believe in afterlife. Now, Ayatollah Iman in his tafsir goes further down and he says that not only that they spend in their life for the pleasure, but they also spend that money for destroying Islam, against Islam. They do all the kind of plots and treachery to stop Islamic missions. But Allah is the one who helps Islam, and Islam is progressing because of Allah's help. So this is the verse for the kuffar and munafiqeen who does all these spending for their pleasure. And what it does is just for their own self-destruction. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhu bitanatan min dunikum la yalunkum khabala baddu ma anittum qad badatil baghda'u min afwahim wa ma tukhfi suduruhum akbar qad bayyana lakum ayati in kuntum taqilun. This is the next verse for the believers not to be friendly with others. Now I'll read the translation inshallah, then we'll explain. Oh, you have faith, do not take intimate other than yourself. They do not fall short in corrupting you. They like what distress you. Hatred has already appeared from their mouths, while what their breasts conceal is greater. We have made the sign clear for you if you ponder. What is the meaning of bitana? Bitana means inner lining of the dress. So Allah says they don't take other than you, means other than believer, as bitana means. Bitana means the inner lining of cloth. That means intimate friend who you share secrets. So Allah is teaching us that, oh believer, do not make intimate other than yourself. Means don't make friends but believers. And now he describes these hypocrites and non-believers. What Allah says, they do not fall short in corrupting you. They just want to destroy you. They like what distress you. Vaddu ma anittum. They like what distress you. Hatred has already appeared from utterance of their mouth, while what their breast conceal is greater. We have made the signs clear for you if you ponder. Allah has made science clear. If you ponder, Allah is talking about how to deal with non-believers and hypocrites. They are not our friends. They desire all kind of treachery and hate and want to hurt us as much as they can, and they love it when we get hurt. They love it. Allah says what they utter, their hatred has come out, but what their breasts conceal against us is even more. Allah is saying that Allah has made his science clear if we understand, if we ponder. You know, like we have neighbors, or we have classmates, or workmates. We cannot be there like buddy friends who we can be like, trust them, you know. Allah is teaching us. We can be kind to them, but we cannot share our secrets because being believer, they will never be us with us. They love to hurt us, and you see from their tongue, many times they'll slip tongues, which will show the hatred toward Islam. And what their breast conceal is much more than what they show. The rules of Quran are forever. It has happened in the Prophet time, it's happening today, and it will happen till the end time. It will happen because that's Quran. Now we go to verse number 119. Ha antum ulai tuhibbunahum wa la tuhibbunakum wa tu'minu bil kitabi kulli wa idha laqukum qalu amanna wa idha khalaw addu alaykumul anamila minal ghayz qul mutu bi ghayzikum innallaha alimun bi dhati sudur. Here you are loving them while they don't love you. Thou, you believe in all books, and when they meet you, they say, we believe. But when they are alone, they bite the ends of their fingers in rage against you. Say, die in your rage. Surely Allah is aware of what is in the breasts. Allah is saying that, ha antum ulai. Ha means, antum ulai. You are the one. You are there. Ha antum. You are the one who love them, but they don't love you, Allah says. Allah is explaining the believers are how simple-minded they are, how kind they are, which is not good. Ha antum ulai tuhibbunahum wa la yuhibbunukum. You love them, but they don't love you. You believe in all the books, and they don't believe in your books, right? When they meet you, they say they believe, but when they are alone, they bite the ends of their finger in the rage against you. They bite the ends of their finger in the rage against you. Say, Qul mutu bi ghayzikum. Say, die in your rage. Innallaha alimun bi dhati sudur. Surely Allah is aware of what is in the breast. See how much Allah loves believers and how He teaches believers and how He shows the secrets of unbelievers' heart. Allah says that you are the one who love them, but they don't love you, and you believe the all books, and we do that. And when they come to you, they said they believe, but they are alone, they bite their end of the fingers with anger. Qul mutu bi khayzikum, said, die in your rage. Inna al-alimu bi dhati sudur. Allah knows, aware of the secrets of the breast. How much Allah loves believers and how He teaches. He is the Hadi, He is the guide. He says that, you know, we are so simple. We love them, but they don't love us. And that is the thing that Allah wants us to be careful, you know. We cannot be intimate friends with hypocrites and non-believers. We cannot share our secrets. We cannot love them. We can be kind to them and can be formal to them, but we cannot share our values with them, not those things, because they are not our true friends. That's why Quran is the guide for our life. You know, I have seen and waste a lot of people being naive. They have neighbors who are polytheists, are people of book. They share, they make their intimate friends, they become best friends, and here you go, in few days, this believer becomes a liberal Muslim. You know, and how much the faith is gone, only Allah knows. If he's a neighbor, just meet like a neighbor, but he's not your intimate brother, please. To be kind is different, and to be intimate and loving is different. May Allah guide us. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. In tamsaskum hasanatum tasuhum wa intusibkum sayyatum yafru biha وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. If any good befalls you, it grieves them. And if an evil afflicts you, they delight in it. But if you are patient and be pious, their plotting will not harm you in any way. Surely Allah encompasses what they do. Allah is explaining more how these hypocrites and polytheists and people of book are with you, that if any goodness falls you, it hurts them. And if any hardship comes to us, evil affects us, they are happy. Then Allah says the rule, in tasbiru wa tattaqu, if you keep patience and be pious, la yadarukum kaiduhum shay'a, their plotting will not harm you in any way. So this is Allah's rule. Inna Allah bima ya'maluna muhit, surely Allah encompasses what they do. Again, Allah is explaining how these are with us. And we are seeing in today's world that against mu'mineen, how hypocrites and polytheists, they hate it when we get good. And any hardship comes, they get happy. Well, that's happening all over the world. We can watch the news. How Quran is the book of truth. And this is the guide. That's what happens to the believers. If a hardship comes, they're happy. If we are happy, they get angry. Allah is the guide. In tazwir tatawwa. So Allah is teaching us the rule that we have to keep patience and be pious. La yadurukum kaidum shayya. There, plotting will not harm us in at all. Shayya, not at all. Inna Allah bima ya'maluna muhit. Allah encompasses what they do. Now the next verse is about War of Uhud. وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَكَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ تُبَوِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَقَاعِدَ لِلْقِتَالِ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And when you did set forth from your house folk at daybreak to lodge the believers in an encampment for the battle, and Allah is all hearing, all knowing. What is ghadaw? Means to set forth in the morning. Mean ahlika means from your housefolk. To bawiul means that you were placing them. Maqadil qital means encampment for the battle. Encampment for battle. So this verse is about the battle of Uhud. Allah is saying that, O Prophet, you left on the daybreak from your family to put believers at the battle post. At the battle post. Wallahu Samiyun Alim. Allah is all hearing and all knowing. So now we know that the strategy of battle is set by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And where to put the believers is by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now just think about it, that even to put somebody at the battle position, Prophet is involved. So what about his successor? Some Muslims say that he didn't leave any successor. Even for battlefield position, Prophet has to put. And now Prophet leaves without successor. It's like a big irony among Muslims. May Allah guard all of us. Please decide on salawat. Allahumma salli ala. Another point here is that to go to the war field, it is better to go early in daybreak time. Min ahlika. So when you leave your family, you leave as you know ties when you're on the battlefield, because your heart should not be with family anymore. Your heart should be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart should be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse is about the war of Uhud. Now, inshallah, we'll do more details about battle of Uhud down the line. But Prophet left early in the morning for the battlefield, because the place of Uhud was close by, and Prophet left Medina to face enemy. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. إِذْ هَمَّتْ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ تَفْشَلَا وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّهُمَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. When two parties of you had decided to flinch, but Allah was the protector, of them both. So in Allah should the believer trust. Now what is the details that when the news reached Medina that Kuffar from Makkah are attacking, Prophet discussed the strategy for the battlefield. So there was a person whose name was Abdullah ibn Ubay. He said, Prophet, it's better that we stay in Medina and let them attack us, because our women and elderly and slave, everybody will fight. It has never happened to us that if somebody attacked Medina and we lost it. But whenever we went out, we were defeated. That was his advice. At the time, Sa'd bin Maaz, who was Prophet's companion, he said, Prophet, we'll go out and fight in the battlefield. That even when we were polytheists, nobody could defeat us. So how could they defeat us now? So Prophet accepted Sa'd bin Maaz's opinion and rejected Abdullah ibn Abi's opinion. He got upset about it. So he took 1/3 people with him back to the Medina. There were two groups of people. They were called Banu Salma and Banu Haritha. They wanted to go back too. So when they wanted to go back, Allah protected them and they didn't leave Prophet. Now we can read this verse again, inshallah. Please recite on salawat. When two parties, you had decided to fringe, but Allah was the protector of them both. So in Allah should the believers trust. Allah was protector. Allah protected them not to sin, but to stay. Right. The first verse which I recited is Ghadawtaka min Ahlika. The verse I recited, in that verse in Mizan, it's mentioned that Allah talked directly to Prophet. Why? Because sometimes it happens that when Allah is upset with believers, he goes directly and talks to Prophet. And now him being upset, we can see in the next verse, which is 122, that when the two parties, they decided, antafshara means to become weak. Wallahu alihuma. Allah was their guardian. What Mizan says, that when Allah says Wallahu alihuma, that Allah was their guardian, was not in positive sense. Allah was not very happy with them. Allah said Wallahu alihuma, that Allah was their guardian, but Allah was not praising them. Allah guided them to be protected from sinning, you know. But Allah was not happy with them. That's Mizan I'm quoting. And that's the truth. See how Allah helps believers when they become weak. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And the reason they were getting weak, what is said in Tafsir, that they were afraid of the large number of enemy, and they thought it would be better to take shelter in the city rather than going out. You know. And they were upset that why Prophet did not get help from confederate Jews. How could they help, you know? You know how they were. So, those were their ideas, you know, how Shaitan comes, you know, how Shaitan comes to make, there are too many of them, we could hide in the city and beat them up, why couldn't we get the Jews and get together, like waswasa, you know. We have to be always take lesson from this and take in our life how the whispers come about weakness, you know, we have to be careful. But so in Allah should the believer trust, وَعَلَى فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, should happen in our life, that we should trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Now Allah is talking about the battlefield of Badr. The battlefield of Badr. And certainly Allah did assist you at Badr when you were contemptibly scanty means you are weak. So be in fear of Allah in order that you might be thankful. Now Allah is reminding believers, because they were kind of nervous, Allah said, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرْكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. You were weak in the Badr. At the time I helped you. لَقَدْ And certainly, وَلَقَدْ نَصِرْكُمْ لَمْ بِبَدْرِمْ أَنْتُمْ أَظَلَّ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Because they were only 313 and they were 1,000. Allah helped at that time, Allah says. Then why you are so nervous in Uhud? Because they were nervous that there are too many of them. Because they were like, by some, it was like 5,000 of them, and they were only 1,000, five times more. Now Allah is talking in the next verse about battle of Badr. Allah is reminding what happened. استقول المؤمنين ألن يكفيكم أن يمدكم ربكم بثلاثة آلاف من الملائكة منزلين. And when you said to the believers, will it never suffice you that your Lord should reinforce you with 3,000 of angels sent down? بلا إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتكم من فورهم هذا يمدكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين. Yes, if you be patient, steadfast, and act aright, even if they rush on you in such a headlong manner, your Lord will reinforce with 5,000 of angels distinguished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about how He helped in the war of Badr. When Allah says, when you're telling believers, this is not enough for you, that Allah is going to send 3,000 angels for you. But if they attack you suddenly, Allah is going to send 5,000 distinguished angels to help you out. See how Allah's rules are. So what we see in this, that leader role should be very hopeful and positive. One thing. Another thing, what is that? We have to believe in unseen help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life. Not only at that time, in our life. Allah cares so much that if they attack headlong, they could attack you at once. Allah says, instead of 3,000, I'll send 5,000. See how Allah is there to help. Wallahu khairul maakirin. Allah knows everything. Allah helps more. If they attack more help comes. Bala in tasbiru wa tattaqu. See the rule of, what is the rule for Allah's help? In tasbiru wa tattaqu. Yes, if you be patient and steadfast. Tattaqu. Two things are in our life. We should keep patient and be steadfast. Means wa taqwa. Allah's help comes. No matter how much hardship comes. These are the rules of Quran Hakim. We see in our life, we see how Yemeni brothers are dealing with all kind of torture in Tazbiru Tattaku. We are seeing in Tazbiru Tattaku in our life now. We are seeing everywhere. We are seeing in Syria, we are seeing in Iraq, how believers are being attacked by Daesh. In Tazbiru Tattaku. We are seeing it. Now the last verse is the verse for the lovers of Allah. Which we should always read this verse and cry. وَمَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. And Allah did not make it but as good tidings for you and to reassure your hearts thereby. And there is no victory save from Allah, the mighty, the wise. Allah says that this good news I'm giving you of 3,000 angels or 5,000 angels is a good news for you so that your heart are at peace. But the reality Allah says is that all help comes from me. The victory comes from me who is mighty and wise. So every goodness comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave the number of angels just so that your heart is calm and peaceful. But Allah says the real help comes from me. And we see in the life of our Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam that he was being thrown to the fire. Angels came to him because he was prophet. You know, he was a higher level. They said, "Oh, Ibrahim, can we help you?" "No, I don't need your help. I need the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." He was on that station. The believers should seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love and help comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The guidance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read all these verses, how Allah guides and how Allah loves believers. He tells us how the polytheists and how hypocrites, how they hate us, how much they hide inside in their breast the anger towards us, and how we should be careful, how we should not trust them, how we should trust each other, how we should be in a steadfast and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the lessons from these verses. Now I want to talk a little bit about the battlefield of Uhud. In this battlefield of Uhud, when polytheists lost the battle of Badr, they told their family, especially women folk, that don't cry. Because if you cry, then your anger will subside. You only cry when we go to Uhud. So they came with 3,000 horses and 2,000-foot soldier. I am giving the reference from Al-Mizan, and this is the hadith from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. Mm-hmm. They came with 5,000 army, and it was a big army, and they brought women, folk, and everybody. And they said that because of the women, the men will not leave the battlefield. And from here, there were only 1,000 soldiers. Out of that, one-third already left Prophet because of this kind of whispers from Shaitan about fear. So there were only 700 left there. And in the, when battle started, Prophet gave the flag to standard to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And when the battle started, Prophet placed Abdullah Ibn Jubair on the backside of the mountain pass. He said that if enemy, the war starts, unless if we chase enemy to Mecca or if enemy chases to Medina, do not leave this place. Because you have to protect the mountain pass because they can attack from behind. So he was with his helpers there. And when battle started, Imam Ali killed with his sword 9 standard bearers from Kufar. And Muslims started winning the battle. And when that happened, the Muslims started grabbing the war booty. And when these people who were with Abdullah ibn Jubair, when they saw that they are looting the booty, they wanted to leave Abdullah ibn Jubair because they were greedy. Abdullah said, Prophet said, don't leave this place, but they didn't hear him. And they ran and they started gathering war booty. Abu Sufyan told Khalid ibn Walid to attack with 200 soldiers from the backside. At that time, Abdullah ibn Jubair was left with only 12 companions. He came and killed all of them and he attacked from the backside. When he attacked from the backside, Muslim left Prophet. And the winning battle became a losing battle. The winning battle became, and they went on the mountain only, by the most of the narrations, only 2 people were with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Ali alayhi salam and Abu Dujana. Only 2 people were there. Only 2 people were there and all left. I want to talk a little bit about Hamza alayhi salam. That when Hinda came, Hinda said to the slave Wahshi, oh Wahshi, you have to get one of them. Either take Muhammad or Ali or Hamza because they have burned my heart. Wahshi was a slave. He said, I cannot take Muhammad, but and Ali is too hard for me because he is very vigilant. I cannot get him either. Only I can take Hamza. So when the battle started and Imam Ali was fighting and getting so many wounds and Prophet was getting injured at that time, Hamza was fighting like a lion and he was killing the enemies. And what happened that Hamza was going near a creek and he fell off. As soon as he fell off, Wahshi took out a spear and flew at him. The spear went from his back and came between the 2 legs. Hamza fell down. Hamza fell down and Wahshi came. And Wahshi opened his abdomen and took out the liver. Wahshi took the liver to him and he tried to chew it. Allah made that liver so hard that she could not chew. She could not chew his liver. Hi, Hamza, how he was martyred. It's so hard for me to describe how his body was mutilated. I have no strength to read how his body was mutilated, nor you have strength to hear how his body was mutilated. But everybody should read Mizan how Hamza's body was mutilated. We should cry about Hamza alayhi salam all our life. Some of us, I think we should keep our children's name Hamza too because of the love of Prophet towards him. Our children's name should be kept on his name. How Hamza was martyred when Imam Ali and Prophet was there being battling. This is the tragedy of Uhud, but the tragedy of Karbala was even more when Imam Hussein was without anybody. And he fell off from the horse and he was slaughtered. On one hand, we see the mutilation of Hamza's body, but the mutilation of Imam Hussein was even more. It was beyond description when the horses were going over his body.